Good afternoon. Am I speaking with Mr. Flatty?
Dear Flatty, I've got a question for you. I have a little problem, so what should I do? I'm just a 16-year-old guy, I'm feeling a number time. My watch is down and out the road, and my skin's inside the closet. Just got off my own thing, and I'm really starting to miss you. Dear Flatty,
hello. Whoa. There.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Never better.
Okay, I lied. I'm not doing great.
Oh, no. What's the matter?
I don't know.
Oh, well, that sucks. We'll see if we can cheer you up.
Just my monthly cycle of depression.
Oh, that sucks.
All right, let's see if we can turn some of these Dear Flabby questions into racist jokes. Ready? Go.
Ready? Go.
All right, so this is what, episode 5 of Dear Flabby?
I think so, yes.
We have more questions than we have time, so you can expect an episode 6 at some point in the future.
Mm-hmm. I think you can expect us to keep doing this until we don't. I really don't know what to say. Just until we're done, until we don't do it anymore.
Let's start with this one right here. This just in, Dear Flabby, why didn't I get a Patreon shout out?
Sam Fish is a Patreon now. Patreon, damn it.
I don't know. I would have to verify that. He could be in the upcoming episode.
Sam Fish.
All right. If we missed you, send a message to doug.whosrightpodcast@gmail.com and we'll take care of it. All right. Let's hop into these questions.
All right.
Oh, this one's going to piss me off right off the bat.
Awesome.
Dear Flabby, how do you feel about the website that gives out the Who's Right bonus episodes for free?
What is there a website for that? Did they link it?
No, they didn't link it.
Are they just talking about Brandon?
Brandon's not a website. How do you feel about the autist?
Yep, right.
Okay, so let's pretend that this is a real cool. So I think the shtick behind this is we're pretending that all these questions are sincere, right?
Yes.
And then we're doing best.
Yep, not if you say it's a shtick.
Well, when they start talking about putting chess pieces up their ass and shit, I don't know that they're being serious.
Yeah.
You really think somebody dresses up like a raccoon and sits in their car?
Yeah. I think we saw that firsthand.
CGI.
That shot cost $100 million. All right, so there's a website that's giving away our shit. I want to know who's behind it.
Let's assume it's Zuckerberg.
Why wouldn't it be? He's trying to take us down. Oh, God. If it is Zuckerberg, we don't stand a chance. He's too powerful.
Okay, so
I can't believe they didn't link it. I mean, if there really is a website, I can't believe they didn't link it. Why wouldn't they link? I want the opportunity to send somebody a DCM, whatever the fuck that is, where you get shit taken down that's yours.
An ACDC. ACDC.
Yep. I want to send you an ACDC.
Yeah. So do you care if somebody's doing it?
I do.
Why? We're not out anything.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I guess I care because I'm supposed to care. I don't know. In reality, other than sending an ACDC, what are we going to do about it? And I just want to do it just to tell the story that we sent somebody an ACDC. You know what I mean?
Just if we look at it as an unplanned donation, then everything is fine.
I love it. I love that you remembered. That makes me so happy.
Oh,
wait a minute. God.
Holy shit, a super chat.
Oh, super bums, DKK. Doug, you are now owned by the Chinese government.
What's 17 DKKs?
Dinar Krugerkrans.
Donkey Kong coins.
Yeah, that's the ones that were buried in the ship that they've discovered.
And we got 17 of them now?
Yeah, there was only 17 discovered in the world. Now they're ours.
Are you not curious what 17 DKKs is? I mean, we could be rich and just have to shut this down now.
Just shut the whole fucking thing down. Are you going to look it up, DKKs to Americans?
17 DKKs to U.S. dollars.
To one American.
Okay, we're going to have to keep working.
Oh, damn it. What country is a DKK from?
Danish krones, not the food.
Oh, I would have rather had the food.
I would rather have an English scone than a Danish krone.
Thank you. Danish krones. That's awesome. I don't think I've ever got one of those before. Bing. Dr. Sips, 17 donkey dong cocks. Why was that so hard to read? It seems so simple.
Words are hard.
I know.
All right. Next question. Dear Flabby, my girlfriend has depression. How do I deal with this?
Break up with her.
There's a lot of baggage.
Yeah, you don't want to deal with that. Oh my God.
Fuck. Do you really want to go and like deep dive into this question?
I don't know, because depression is a bitch, man. It's so selfish to say it, but I don't want to say harder, but it's hard on the people around the people that are depressed. You know what I mean?
You are so selfish.
I am.
Do you have any idea how hard your depression is for me to deal with?
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said break up with her. It's too much. You're not strong enough of a man.
Get her a boyfriend that cares about her.
Yeah. Yeah, find her a new boyfriend. I know you're depressed, so I'm breaking up with you and I found you somebody better.
Okay.
All right.
Dear Flabby, how did you survive COVID-1 through 18? Was it skill, talent, maybe eating that pizza roll off the floor gave your immune system what it needed? But how? See, this is what I mean. I don't want to answer this. It's stupid.
Can't you just stick chess pieces up your butt or something?
Like a normal person?
So you want to know how I survived COVID-1 through 17? I'm in America. Most of the COVIDs are only attracted to China or Chinese people. So we need to shut the borders down between us and China. Build a wall around China. That's my answer. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll let that one ride. All right.
The first thing you opened the show. How did you open the show? Let's see if we can turn some of these Dear Flappies into racist commentary.
When I say racist commentary, I mean against the blacks.
Oh.
It's not racist, it's not racist if it's against Chinese.
Oh. All right. Fair enough.
Dear Porky.
Is that me or you?
Okay. This is a long one.
Oh, boy.
The last episode, one of you said you don't come on yourself after masturbating because that's gay.
That's me.
Okay. Well, where the hell else do you come? Assuming you're watching porn on the computer, do you just have a trash can nearby and right before you come into the trash? Meaning right before the pleasure surge, you have to stand up out of your chair and walk over to come in the trash? Or do you jack off on the toilet watching porn on your phone and then have to stand up off the toilet at the last second to come into the toilet? Or while sitting, do you slide back onto the toilet and bend your erect penis towards the toilet and come there? Do you jack off standing up? Do you come inside a fleshlight? If coming on yourself every time isn't the norm, that is news to me. What say you?
Wow, what the fuck? That is a ultra specific question. That's like laid out every, like, in your mind, those are the only scenarios that where you could come. If it's not, it's either on yourself or like these five things. That's it. There's no other thing in the world. No, you have some fucking rag, towel, whatever, ready. You have it ready. You want to come all over yourself. That's why would you want to take something that's awesome and turn it into like, fuck, now I got a fucking mess to clean up. Why would you do that? Like, I just had a great time with myself, a great date night. And now I got a mess to clean up. Why would you want to do that? That's like going to get takeout and then bringing it home. And instead of eating it out of the container, you put it on your own fucking shit. So you have to do dishes. That's retarded. Why would you do that?
Okay. I don't believe you.
Why?
So you have to be either gay or homophobic.
Or both? Can I be both?
Yes, you could be a self-hating gay.
All right, cool. That's where I'm at.
But you act like your cum is battery acid. If you get it on you, you're going to burn yourself or something.
No, but it's gross. I'm a dude. It's cum's gross for dudes. It's meant for chicks.
somebody touched you. I understand.
I don't know what that has to do with anything, but... But so
bong. Oh, sorry, premature.
I see what you did there. So I don't understand how, like, you either take it to one extreme or the other. You either come on yourself or somebody touched you. That's weird. Why would you want to? Why?
No, it's not about wanting to, but the way you make it sound is I would take this beautiful thing that just happened between me and myself,
right,
and soil it by getting a little bit of salt water on me.
Right. A little bit of salt water. Awesome. Okay.
I can see you running around the house with your fucking pants around your ankles. I got some on me.
Get it off.
Where's the wet wipes?
I just don't understand how, if you're going to take the time to do it, why wouldn't you plan? I mean, it's not like every time you jack off, you don't know what's going to happen. Like, you've never done it before. Like, I wonder what's going to happen when I jack on this thing. You know what's going to happen. So fucking prepare for it. Plan for it somehow. Don't be a goddamn idiot. Oh, I guess I'll just come all over my own face because I'm a fucking idiot.
I don't know how this is happening. Okay, so do you have like a go bag? Like, anytime you're...
Yeah, I keep it behind the seat of the car. it's my bug out bag.
Okay, so I think there's a merchandising opportunity there. Is Anthony's bug out bag. And it's just a Ziploc bag with a couple Kleenexes.
Perfect.
Sly, I don't know if you're listening, but get on it.
I love it.
All right, let's do this one now.
Bing. Super bums, DKK. I guess I don't have to say the DKK, do I? Now that I know what it is.
Hey,
hello, Mr. Bones.
Why don't you just say $17, and then people will be tricked into thinking that they should donate more.
Okay. So, how about this? Super bums, DKK, $17. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
I thought the DKK was part of his name the first time I read it. Hello, Mr. Bones. Here's some Danish crones. Hey, that rhymes. Good job, guy.
Okay.
Do they have syrup? And every time I think of Danish crones, it makes me think of pancakes, like syrup. Sweet. Oh, my gosh.
I think that's directed to you. Is cum phobia a thing?
I don't think so. I mean, if it is, I don't have it. I prefer not to make a huge mess. That doesn't mean I'm scared of it.
Yeah, but in your mind, if you get any cum on you, it turns you gay, even if it's your cum.
It doesn't turn you gay. If you let it get on you, you were gay in the first place. If you weren't gay, you would have avoided it. Right.
Like the Matrix.
If your senses aren't quick enough.
Dear Flabby. Thanks, Doug and Anthony, for the advice. Now my cousin will suck me dry. Apparently, Sweet. We gave some bad advice because I don't remember talking about that.
Have your cousin suck your cock. I don't remember saying that.
We ought to start paying a little better attention.
Nah, I'm not worried about it. Hopefully his cousin's hot or her cousin's hot.
Dear Flabby and Tubby. I don't care. I have some friends who believe that the earth is flat. Since I am a physics major, I know better and have all the science, evidence, math that one would need to prove that it's not. But they still aren't convinced. How should I convince them that the earth is round?
You should fuck off. You say, I know better. You don't know nothing. The earth is flat. And I know better. I don't fucking know. I got math too. The earth is flat. 2 + 2 = 4.
Could you see yourself being friends with somebody who truly believed the earth is flat?
Yeah, why not?
Because they're obviously fucking retarded.
Yeah, I don't care. If it's not like, hey, we're buddies, we're going to hang out and only talk about the flat earth, and that's the only thing we ever talk about. No, people think different shit. Who cares? I don't give a shit.
If somebody is that stupid that they believe that, then how could you possibly take anything they say seriously?
So okay, I'll follow you. Even if I don't take anything they say seriously, who cares? I can still be friends with somebody and not take what they say seriously.
Oh, I forgot you don't know what a friend is.
A friend is something that you take everything they say seriously? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't understand. Explain to me how the two are related at all.
What could you possibly have in common? So it's funny that we get sidetracked like this.
Is it?
What could you possibly have in common with somebody who lacks the sense to know that the earth is round? Yeah, I mean, because they're obviously flawed in their logic.
I don't believe you.
Oh.
Hold on.
I should have started with this. Do you believe that the earth is round?
Yes, of course I believe the earth is round. But I'm also not so fucking arrogant that I know. I've never been to space. I don't know. What if I'm fucking wrong and I'm the idiot? Why would I not be friends with somebody because they think something that I think is stupid is true? That's dumb. That's a dumb way to look at the world. No. Everybody doesn't have to believe what you believe.
A dumb way to look at the world is looking at it like it's flat. That's a dumb way to look at the world.
I agree with you. But the reason that we're in a lot of the trouble that we're in is because people think,
you're not doing this.
I can't be friends with you.
No, you're not doing it. Get back on track.
I'm not getting off track. But people think you can't be friends with somebody who doesn't think like you. Well, I want people that don't think like me around, that challenges your ideas. That's what you want.
No,
that's not what you want.
No. If somebody says something that's so asinine like that, mm-hmm. then I can't trust anything else that they say. I don't want that in my life. If they think differently about politics or religion, I'm fine with that.
What the fuck is the difference?
What's the difference between politics and thinking that the earth is flat?
You just said, okay, back it up. You just said if they think differently about politics or religion. So if they believe that Jesus died for your sins and came back to life and moved a rock out of a cave or whatever the fuck he did, that's cool. But the earth being flat, that's the line that you draw. And you forgot
one fucking key piece of information with the Jesus piece.
The Jesus piece. All right. What'd I forget?
Christmas presents.
Oh. All right. I propose a new holiday then.
Flat earth presents. Yes. I'm back in.
All right. Good.
100%.
All right. What day is going to be Flat Earth Day? Because if we can get presents on Flat Earth Day, that would be awesome.
June 28th is now and here forthwith considered Flat Earth Day.
Perfect.
And you should send
all your presents in flat packages. That's part of our thing. Bing. Seven base. Easy with a brick.
I bet that's in relation to something that we talked about.
What? All right, I got to think back. What would be easy with a brick? I got nothing. I don't know.
Oh, fuck. I committed to reading all these, so I guess I have to read this one.
Oh, boy.
Hear from a thread, told to comment, yes. Moving on. I'm not even going to.
That was it? That was the whole thing?
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I agree. Yes.
All right. Dear Flabby, I apologize on my boyfriend's behalf who sent 40 messages about his entitlement for a suck-suck. I don't know why he did that, but I made him promise not to do that again. He doesn't actually feel entitled to a blowjob, but it's true that I'm hesitant to suck his dick. Oh. I have a small mouth and gag reflex. Anyways, you guys said to drop my phone number, but I use minutes and I only have so little, so I'm writing this email instead. Love the show. P.S., he told me to say that he went on a rant about a whistling butt plug. So, I mean, it's his fault then, right? Like, if you look at somebody and they have an abnormally small mouth, it's like,
how is that his fault?
Because he picked her.
Yeah, maybe he.
You can't look at somebody that's got like a little mini mouth and then get mad if they won't suck your dick.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
You can. And I think you should. I think she should just practice. Mouths stretch just the same as anything else. It takes a little practice.
I had asked my daughter to come in here. She's visiting and read the questions. I'm glad
that
she
would have been great. That wouldn't have been uncomfortable at all.
All right. Dear Flabby, my girlfriend is holding a gun to my head to apologize. I am sorry for the spam, Doug. Your blood pressure peaked at the fury of emails. Apology accepted. Don't fucking do it again.
Yeah. Good luck getting your hack sucked.
With your little small mouth girlfriend. I want to see your mouth.
That doesn't sound creepy at all. Send a picture of your mouth, please. Oh, shit.
Show me your lowercase O face. Oh. Dear Flabby, my girlfriend and I have been talking about getting engaged. She tells me her parents are very traditional and plan on paying for the wedding. However, her dad also expects me to ask permission to marry her. The problem is he is a complete dickhead and I have zero respect for him. To me, I don't feel like he should have a say in what she wants. Is it worth losing all my pride to guarantee the wedding is paid for, or is it better to roll the dice on the money and not have to give up my pride? Ha ha ha. This is a good question.
I want to know what you think.
Here's what I think.
All right.
I think that if you want to go into this relationship and be successful, mm-hmm. that you should ask her dad for permission to marry her. Mm-hmm. And then marry her regardless of what he says. Mm-hmm. Maybe not even so much as ask permission, but try to find a middle ground of asking permission and letting him know that you plan to ask her for her hand in marriage, because you have to spend a lot of time with your in-laws. And if you start it off, regardless of paying for the wedding, if you start mm-hmm. this off disrespecting him, it's just going to be bad.
Right.
And also... pride is stupid.
Pride is stupid. I'm being 100% serious when I say this. This is not a joke at all. I think that you should ask her dad for his permission and then tell him that you don't want him to pay for the wedding. I think that that is the best way to handle the situation. Because I agree with what you said. He's going to be your in-laws. If you want the relationship to last, you got to try to make some sort of inroads, right? But fuck him for trying to extort you at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Good point. And then just get her pregnant. Don't marry her. Leave her.
Right.
Holy shit. A super chat.
The soft cast. Hey, is the black podcaster getting his 19 cents?
He has a name. God damn it.
What was it again?
I don't remember. Delvin. Delvin?
Delvin.
Delvin Cox from the Delvin Cox Experience.
Delvin Cox from the Delvin Cox Experience. All right. Yes. And I think it was more like 27 cents or something like that.
So my intention is to send him a note and get him on here on Wednesday for a regular show.
Yeah.
Holy shit. This one's going to get two dings or something.
Two dings. Shit. Yeah, man. More super chats. Bong, bing.
Holy shit, a super chat.
That was like four bings. Oh, shit.
We'll read this one seven times.
Seven based. Anthony, your behind can comfortably stretch for 7 inches. An average raccoon is 4.5 inches. Would you consider putting two raccoons, up your butt? No, I wouldn't consider it, even if my average opening size was like just always at 12 inches, I still wouldn't put a 2-inch raccoon up my butt.
What if that raccoon has a human name like Fritzy?
Yeah, I could take all of that raccoon. So I would consider putting a pregnant raccoon up my butt and then letting it give birth so I could poop out baby raccoons. That would be kind of cool.
Then you wait till you go to a furry convention to shit out the baby raccoons, and then you just call them posers.
No, I'm going to go dressed as a squirrel and poop out baby raccoons just to blow their fucking mind. That's a great idea.
Dear Flabby, I feel like someone who has stared into the void and can no longer live life as a normal person. I know it sounds gay and stupid, but when I look at life and see how we ignore all the pain we cause to ourselves and how we do things that causes more pain to others because of our own selfishness, I can no longer find enjoyment in the things my friends do. I can only forget for a moment how I feel before it all comes rushing back. Many things have lost its value to me, and it has caused me to be disconnected to my own life. Sometimes I wish I was a passenger instead of the driver. How can I regain connection back to reality? It's the fucking black people, man.
Oh, God. Bringing it down. So my sincere advice is to get off the internet. Step away from all social media. That would be the first step towards having any sort of semblance of a regular fucking life. Everything that's bad in the world is amplified by 100 on social media. Just step away.
What about finding somebody to talk to who is not trying to make other people laugh?
So I'm all for that. But if you just find somebody to talk to, but it's like you're swimming around in toxic sludge, talking to somebody about how shitty it is to swim around in toxic sludge. You got to get out of the fucking sludge, man. If it bothers you that much, step away.
Did he say anything that led you to believe this was strictly about online?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
But I just think that online, like, social media is toxic, and this is how it manifests in some people's minds.
So I think I'm a bad person to give advice here, because I all too often get caught up in the, like, well, what is this all about? You know, I don't believe in God. I'm just going to die.
Yeah. So you're saying you feel the same way?
I think I wrote this is what I'm saying. What do I do?
I was sort of thinking the same thing. Like, yeah, he put it into words better than I could, but yeah, I feel the same way, buddy. That's why I'm telling you, I think it comes from social media. I never felt like this before. Like, I've noticed for the past years, I guess. I mean, it's been years, but it's getting worse and worse and worse. The more time you spend online and outside of the real world, the worse it gets.
Here's a follow-up question. Would you count YouTube as social media? And if so, does that make TV a social media?
Yes, I would count YouTube as social media, and no, TV is not social media.
I wouldn't count YouTube as social media. I think it could be used as social media, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess it depends on what you do on YouTube. I mean, if you're going to YouTube and looking for a connection with, you know, watching somebody that uploads 5 videos a day and like those YouTube creators or whatever, I think that's a form of social media.
Yeah. So I was looking at it like, you know, I go on and watch videos about table saws and joinery and shit. It's like, that's not social media.
Yeah, exactly. I watch a lot of videos on synthesizers and shit. I don't think that's social media.
We're really so gay.
Super gay.
I bet in the last 30 days, I've watched 20 hours, mm-hmm. let's say, of woodworking videos. Mm-hmm. And then I yell at you, like, what do you do with all them synths? You're stupid with your synths.
I've been looking to buy a new reverb pedal. So I've been watching people play guitar through a fucking 10 different reverb pedals just to see which reverb pedal I like the best. It's so gay. I mean, it's so gay. Bong.
Doug, do you like the storm? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, sorry. Go ahead.
I just shit all over your... We've been
holy
doing
shit, a super chat. seven base. Doug, do you like the store-bought instant Kraft mac and cheese?
Is that the shit that's in the cups that you just add water to and put in the microwave?
Yeah. I don't know. The stuff that's in the box, the long, skinny box, that's the stuff that's good. Just regular Kraft mac and cheese.
No.
With the powder. That's my favorite.
You're wrong, though.
Why?
Because the stuff that's good is the stuff that... boil the noodles and then you take the bag of cheese and drip it in with the hot noodles and mix it up.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
No, you're talking about the powder. I'm talking about the shit cheese bags.
Oh, I like the powder better.
But anyway,
tastes more artificial.
I thought you were going to say earthy.
Tastes more earthy. It's organic.
The little cups that you just put the little water up to the line and then microwave it. That shit's fucking garbage.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. And I also don't like the when they try to make macaroni and cheese, like homemade macaroni and cheese or anything that's not like generic. It tastes like shit. Whatever they do to Kraft macaroni and cheese is makes it fucking delicious. Makes the cheese all stay melty and shit. It's great.
Dear Flabby. Thank you for the thoughtful response to my previous query about self-satisfaction. I decided to pursue my passion at the cost of leaving my significant other of 14 years. She did caught me munching on my own meat in her father's closet during her parents' anniversary, but I like to believe the decision was mutual. While it took a toll on me, coming back to my parents' house and talking to them helped a lot. Surprisingly, after confessing the story to my dad, I was pleased to know the auto fellatio is a long-standing tradition in my family. I wish I would learn that through a simple talk rather than a demonstration, but still.
Awesome.
Currently, I can say that my life is back to normal and our family only grows stronger now that all the secrets are out. On the weekends, we all come together for our now traditional self-suck-off. The females even help us attach ourselves to one another, constructing the ultimate self-slurping machine as we all proceed to roll out towards our neighbor's house to compete against them. Granted, they never seem to be prepared for it and even ask us explicitly not to involve them in our family's degeneracy, but that never stops us.
Good for you.
I guess this wasn't much of a question, but I felt obligated to keep you guys up to date. Thanks again. No, thank you.
Yeah, that was great. I appreciate the update.
Dear Flabby, my girl wants a baby, but I don't want one. How do I tell her that I don't want a child right now because I'm only 20? I would suggest you say the following. I don't want a child right now. I'm only 20.
That was going to be my exact advice. Throw her off and say, I'm only 27. I don't want a child right now.
Look her in the eyes and say, babies shouldn't have babies. That worked in the 80s. That stopped all teen sex in the 80s.
Right. Say no. Nobody wants a baby.
I'm horrible at reading you. I thought you were done. You were right in the middle of a fucking sentence.
No, I wasn't. I was done. I said nobody wants a baby. That's it.
Holy shit. A super chat.
Nicholas Bear. If you guys had to start a movement, what would it be about? For example, here's a suggestion. Fat Lives Matter. You got any ideas for a movement?
I want to figure out how we can put bowel in there somewhere.
You're wrong. We already got it figured out. We figured it out about four questions ago. Fucking Flat Earth Day. That's our movement. I want presents. I want presents under the Flat Earth tree or whatever.
Now, our holiday is not going to have a fucking tree. That thing is a pain in the ass to tape to put up.
Then we're going to have to figure something else out.
You take a cardboard box and you just flatten it. That's the
and you put your presents under it. Just keep lifting it up, putting presents under it. I love it.
Holy shit, a super chat.
Luis Martinez, dear Anthony, does vaping make you gay like Doug? Yes and yes. Don't vape. It makes you a gay douchebag.
Even if it's a little one?
Even if it's a little one. Especially if it's a little one.
But no, I don't want to be gay.
The big ones are way worse. Fucking sucking on the end of a VCR. You fucking homo.
Yeah, but this is better than smoking.
For who?
Me.
I don't care about that. It still makes you look like a douche. Smoking makes you look like a douche also, but vaping really makes you look like a douche. Bong. Kendall.
Fuck. Bing.
Seven base. Bowel movements matter. BMM. I'd get behind that. I mean, they do. You can die if you don't have them. So,
okay. So,
how do we work in bowel movements and flat Earth? That's where I get presents.
My brain just froze up because I was trying to see how I could weave those things together.
Something to do with a bedpan. A bedpan, a bedpan and a globe. How about that? We got to figure something out.
No.
No.
Globe would be like holy water to a vampire. You don't want to do that.
Oh, yeah.
We got That's the symbol. That's the symbol for Flat Earth Day is a globe.
All right.
None of it has to fucking make sense anyway. And they're already made.
They're already made. You just put, you get a globe and you
Nope. It's a picture of a globe. You got to print off a picture of a globe.
Perfect. Put all your presents under it. Put all your presents under the flat globe. I love it. Bing. Ollie Blazin, deep dish or pan?
Pan.
I would say pan. Yeah. Deep dish is for special occasions. Like when you feel like eating deep dish. What? I don't know. I like pan pizza better.
I just ran through the whole thing of you taking your wife to Pizza Hut for your anniversary.
You know what? Give us a deep dish.
Big night. She's going to let me shit on her chest.
Awesome.
Dear Flabby, does porn objectify women? Does it even objectify men? Thanks, guys.
No and yes. I don't know how, but no and yes.
Do you really believe that porn objectifies women?
No.
Okay, me neither. That's what I wanted to talk about.
But. Yeah, no. I think that women have free agency just like everybody else. It's their, they can choose to live their life how they want to live their life. If they choose to get into porn, who am I to say no to that?
I don't want to stand between some girl and her dreams.
Right. That's exactly right. It's all about agency.
But it does like rot your brain, right? I mean, it changes the way you think.
Oh, yeah. I'll agree with that. Yeah.
I'm still for it.
Oh, yeah, me too. I mean, I'm not even for it or against it. I just don't care.
You do care. If they wipe porn off the face of the earth, you would be out there fucking protesting.
Yeah, that's literally the only thing I would protest for. If you want me out in the streets, that's what you got to do. But yeah, but I mean, that is not going to happen. So,
well, not if we base our movement around that, keeping porn.
So porn, flat earth and bowel movements. How are we going to wrap all this into one nice tidy package that we can get presents under?
Okay. You can only give porn for presents on Flat Earth Day.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
Or pictures of small mouths. But it's got to be at least 18. That's important.
That's, yeah, yeah. You can't leave that part out. This is important.
Hey, guys. Following on from the last question, Slippery Dicks has found my house and broke in wearing a Doug mask. He proceeded to pull down my pants and get my flaccid penis out. In seconds, I was hard. He noticed this and called me a dirty boy. Then he pulled a bag out of his back pocket. He said that it was from the green grocers. It was root ginger. In a sweeping movement, he flipped me over and put it up my ass. It stung, but I couldn't tell if I liked it. As this whole thing progressed, he did various things to me, including urethral sounding and a lot of vigorous and rough anal fisting. I'm so glad my daughter wasn't reading.
That would have been so awesome. That would have made me really, really uncomfortable.
It was safe to say I was bleeding by the end of the night, but is it rape if I enjoyed it? Anyway, the question I wanted to answer to you guys, like, do you like pineapple on pizza? Thanks. Keep up the good work. Love the podcast. Also, could you do me a favor and shout out my buddy Murray? Call him a naughty boy because he laughed when I told him this traumatic experience. Murray!
Oh, shit.
Nobody has a friend named Murray.
No, there is nobody named Murray. It's a myth. I love pineapple on pizza.
What? Okay, what's the... I don't understand what the big deal is. Like, is it just because people need something to talk about and distract?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, because... It's just like any other topping. You either like it or you don't like it. I don't understand what.
Like, is it just because people are stupid?
Yes.
And okay.
Well, I don't even know what the question is, but yes.
No, I think you answered it properly. Oh, fuck. Here we go.
Holy shit, a super chat.
Seven based. How much to get Doug to come to Tennessee and give me a high five? I don't think Doug makes any appearances without me, so you're going to need...
I do. I will. It's fine.
Shut up. So you're going to need two plane tickets, two separate hotel rooms in two separate hotels, transportation from those hotels to wherever you are. It's a table set up for merch. they're talking about probably $37,000.
Should we create a rider?
Yes. Absolutely we should. I'm surprised we don't have one already.
Somebody type some throwaway joke on a super chat and we fax them a rider.
This is what we're going to need to make this happen.
Holy shit, a super chat.
I don't know what that is, but hey, guys, should I buy gold or silver? Silver.
Platinum.
Silver. Silver's the best way to go. I made a lot of money in silver one time.
Stealing your grandma's silverware does not fucking count as making a lot of money in silver.
How so? I really did make a lot of money in silver, though. If I would have had more money, I would have made a lot more money. You got to have money to make money.
Okay, I'll buy it. How did you make money in silver?
I bought silver every Friday. I would go down to the store and buy their loose ounces of silver. It was like $6 an ounce or whatever. And then it got up to $38 or $39 an ounce. I think I had 10 or 12 ounces of silver. I mean, I every week I would go down there and buy an ounce. You know, that was my plan. And it just went up so fast. I was like, okay, I'm out. I'm selling.
How long ago was this?
Probably 15 or 20 years ago.
Silver cost per ounce. I want to see how much money you'd have right now.
Yeah, it's probably sitting at about $19 an ounce now.
17.
Yeah, that was close. So I got in at, I got out at a good time, you know. And I don't think it's been back down to $6, $7 an ounce since then.
Okay, so because you made a couple $100 20 years ago, mm-hmm. Do you have any new information? Or do you still believe that?
To buy silver?
Yeah, you're telling this guy to dump his money into silver, and I want to make sure the information is up to date.
No, I'm not. No. I'm not an investment guru, but buy silver.
all of it.
All of the silver. The only reason I say buy silver is because gold is like $1,700 an ounce or $1,500 an ounce or something like that, and you can get silver for $17 an ounce. You're going to... If you lose on gold, you'll lose a lot more. So buy silver. Fuck okay. It. I don't know.
What if he has $50,000 to invest?
Buy gold.
We're going to need some new information or more information.
Right.
Will someone please tell me when it is obvious? I have no idea what I am talking about.
Right now.
What am I supposed to do with this?
That was a weird question.
Is there a urinal, dear Flabby, is there a urinal etiquette in a gay bar, or can you look at another guy's junk while you're pissing?
Yeah, just don't put your head in the urinal to suck cock. That's the only etiquette.
I don't think that there's urinal etiquette in a straight bar.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, you can look at all the dicks you want.
Can't, I mean, you can, but you're going to get punched, right?
I've never gotten punched.
I've only ever looked at my dick, so I don't know.
You've never just sitting there pissing and like, I wonder what he's working with.
No, nope. Especially not made it that obvious. Hey, what you got over there?
Can I give you a hand?
I've never been to a gay bar, so I don't know what the etiquette is. I don't know.
Dear Flabby, me and my friend were having an argument about which genocide was worse or greater, depending on who you are. He says the Holocaust, but I think it's the Great Leap Forward. Your thoughts? What is the Great Leap Forward?
Wasn't that in China?
I don't,
Communist China?
I don't know.
I thought that's what it was.
It sounds cooler. I mean, it sounds progressive.
It sounds progressive. I don't know anything about that one. I don't even know if I got what it is right, so.
I don't know. Is there a fucking museum with a bunch of shoes in it for the Great Leap Forward?
I don't know. Is there a museum for shoes in the Holocaust?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's awesome. They got like all the different Jordans or what?
Just here's the Air Force Ones. That
what does that have to do with the Holocaust?
All the shoes that the victims were wearing when they jumped on the train.
Oh. Well, that's stupid.
Why would they take their shoes off?
What? Were they not wearing pants? Why not have a pants museum? I mean, what? Why shoes? That's weird.
I don't even know what to say at this point with you.
Because you know I'm right.
I can see you going through the Holocaust Museum and going, I'm looking for the pants.
Do they have a bra museum here?
How many? So was it Mao Zedong?
Yeah, I think so. Sounds okay. Right. I don't know.
In 1958, he launched the Great Leap Forward that aimed to rapidly transform China's economy from agrarian to industrial, which led to the deadliest famine in history and deaths of 20 to 46 million. That's a pretty big fucking jump.
20 to 46?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to go with 70 million.
Between 19. Okay, so.
Well, take the middle. Take the middle ground. Say 30 million. All right, how many people died in the Holocaust? I need a black person's response, not a white supremacist. Say 6 people died.
Yeah, but so if you're a black supremacist and you know
how many people died in the Holocaust,
how many people died in the
if it's more than 30 million, it's worse.
Okay. It says 11 million.
Really?
See, I still think the Holocaust is worse.
Why?
Because the other ones just died from being hungry. It's not like they were fucking. You said they died from famine.
Yeah, I know what famine is, but you think that that's somehow worse?
No, I think that.
I mean, you think that that's somehow better?
Yes.
Sorry, that's what I meant. Why? Why is that better?
Because it was obviously an accident.
Whoops, you accidentally starved to death.
You got dysentery. That. Okay, so having a third of your population accidentally die from starvation is not nearly as bad as putting them on trains and taking them to death camps.
So what if they tripped and fell into the trains?
All of them?
All of them. Accidentally.
They don't have a shoe museum, though.
So more people died, but this one was worse. You're a lunatic.
No. How can you say that? I'm not talking about like it's worse because the number of people died. I'm talking about it's worse because they were killed. They were murdered. The other ones, they forgot to eat. How can you say?
They forgot to eat. So what's the ratio? So if one person gets murdered, that's worse than 90 million people starving to death?
No, it was 3 to 1.
Okay, so what's the ratio?
3 to 1.
That's the acceptable ratio? So if it was 4 to 1, 5 to 1?
Okay, so let's say that your neighbor, you have a neighbor on your left and a neighbor on your right. Mm-hmm. Okay. The same day the news shows up and comes up and interviews you and says, I can't believe what happened in this neighborhood. How do you respond? Mm-hmm. You say.
I don't even know. What are you talking? I have a neighbor on my left, a neighbor on my right. How do I respond? What do you mean?
A news reporter comes to your door.
Yes. Yes.
You got to open the fucking door.
Oh, yeah. There's my door.
Hi, is your name Anthony?
Yes.
You have a neighbor on your left and a neighbor on your right. I can't believe the news. How do you respond?
What happened to the neighbor on the left?
Yeah, I was hoping you would ask that question because that's what would, if somebody opened up your creaky door and asked you that question, you'd say, I don't know what happened.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So the neighbor on your left over here, they went on vacation to New York and they accidentally left their 3 kids at home and they forgot to leave food and they starved to death. Mm-hmm. The one on the right built an entire camp and put their kid on a train and then put him in the shower and gassed him to death and then burned his body and then shit on him. Which one would you go, oh, I can't believe it?
Both.
No, but it's no different than in your body. You can only feel pain in one point in your body at a time. It's just like that with this. You can only be exasperated by one of them.
Okay. I would go with the famine one first. And then when I was done gasping, then I would go with the Holocaust one.
Ah, because that one overpowered you. Got it.
Right. Your argument is retarded.
It's not retarded.
It is so stupid.
A third of a country accidentally forgetting to eat. You
can't. So that's hate speech. You can't like just wash away famine by saying they forgot to eat and that makes it better.
What? Okay. Yeah, I can't relate.
You're right, because you don't understand what you're talking about.
I do.
You're just saying words.
They didn't eat, right?
Right. They didn't eat.
Every day they walked by the fridge.
It's not that they didn't eat. It's that they couldn't eat. There was no food.
Bullshit. There's always food.
Is there?
Yeah, fuck. I live in fucking middle of nowhere, and I can go down to Dollar General and pick up some biscuits.
Touche. Why didn't they just run down to Dollar General? Or it'd be Yen General, I guess. Or would that be General Yen's? They just run down to General Yen's. Jesus Christ.
I hope that answered your genocide question.
Right. Right.
Yep. Dougie Wuggy, I was wondering if you could join our Discord and play some Cards Against Humanity or some sort of game. I'll send you a link. Also, you is super sexy. Thanks.
What am I, chopped liver?
All right. What we got here? Okay. Dear Flabby, I enjoy spraying deodorant on my balls to the point where I get burned by the frost. I then walk into shops and ask strangers whether they like the smell of my deodorant. And whatever they say, I get up close to them and whisper in their ear, it's on my balls. I'm not entirely sure why, but this gives me such a rush. It isn't sexual, though. Anyway, one day I did this to a man, and when I whispered in his ear, he punched me in the face and shouted, get your fucking balls away from me. My question is, was it too far to whisper in his ear? Should I next time be more cautious? See, the problem is I only enjoy doing this to really strong-looking men, so I'm not sure how to be safer.
You're fucking weird.
I'm not sure how to be safer. It'd be safer for you if you never left your house. You're going to end up murdering and eating somebody.
Something could be sexual even without involving your dick and balls, right?
If you get a sexual thrill from it, yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay. So wouldn't you go so far as to suggest to call him a liar when he says it's not sexual to say it is sexual? If you're spraying frosty balls on or whatever...
So, okay, if it's not sexual, if you can say, you know, hey, I can tell you definitively this is not sexual, then you have to be able to counter that with, well, then what is it? What thrills could you possibly get from that isn't some sort of sexual thrill?
It makes my dick hard.
Right, but it's not sexual. So that's a weird fetish to have, man.
This is a long one.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what to do with this.
I recommend reading it.
It'll wrap up the rest of the show.
Oh, really?
All right. Just stop me if you get tired.
Okay.
All right.
Stop. Stop. God, it's too much.
Here's the first few paragraphs of the story. Since you two bozos don't have a Who's Right fan show, I'll have to put it here. Enjoy. 37 dicks in a row? Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. Good morning, Vietnam. The last one isn't even from the 90s. Ooh, What, a fat, retarded hobo? The cool high school senior walked off and left Anthony on the ground where he lies after delivering a swift kick to his gut. From his position closer to earth, Anthony watched as he got into his pristine Mustang and kissed his beautiful double D-sized girlfriend, then drove off. A man such as him, who has hit rock bottom, literally, could only silently weep in the saddest and most pathetic display of failure, for he has no future, no past, and nothing in the present but a painful gut and the absence of dignity.
What in the fuck is going on here?
I don't know, but I like it. Okay, here's what I think we need to do.
All right.
I need to save this.
All right.
And we need to, like, do a reading of this or something.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to mark this for...
So is there a question at the end, or...
No, it's a story. I think somebody said something about a story in the last episode.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Holy shit, a super chat!
Seven Based, you guys' opinion on the Armenian genocide, don't ask Kaya because he will lie and say it didn't exist. I'm going to say it didn't exist. I don't know what it is. What's an Armenian? Bong. Luke DeDuke. The Great Leap Forward involved people literally making makeshift forges in their backyards where their farms were originally. The Soviet Union was forced to give China grain so the entire country would stop starving. Yeah, but did they put anybody in an oven?
How hungry do you have to be to, like, you just, somebody gives you a cup of grain, like a bag of grain. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this?
Cook it, you dumb fuck.
You don't just cook grain.
What do you make bread? Make bread, you dumb fuck.
What else goes in bread?
Grain. If you make grain bread, nothing. It's just grain, right?
Grain bread.
Or grain water. Can't you just make grain water?
We would be so fucked if we had a famine here.
Yes, I'd be the first one to die. I'd be the first one eating people. I can't handle no food. Are you kidding me? It's been 4 hours. I've got to eat something.
I've got this grain. What the fuck am I going to do with that? Get that shit out of here. Give me a cheeseburger. How do I turn this grain into a pizza?
Oh, shit.
Dear Flabby, first of all, who the fuck is Flabby? Right. Secondly, since I'm fairly young, I can't go anywhere without everyone looking at me like I'm a fucking thief or like I'm gonna do graffitis behind the walls while listening to shitty French rap music. It sucks.
What? I don't think I've ever heard that stereotype before. You're going to do graffitis and listen to rap music, French rap music.
It sucks. At what age will this shit stop? By the way, love your podcast. Keep it up. I don't know what fairly young means. If you're fucking 14, then you probably got about 10 more years to go.
I would say that.
Pull your pants up, quit dressing like a thug, and people won't look at you like that.
I would say that normally that kind of thing stops when you stop running the streets, because it's not that you're young. It's that, like, if there's somebody out just walking around doing whatever, like at 2 a.m, you're going to look at them like they're fucking doing something wrong. And adults don't do that. So that's why it stops. Go. My recommendation would be get a job, go to work. Then people won't look at you like that, because you'll be at work.
Yeah. I say,
I don't know. Fight, I got nothing.
Fight the power, man. Fuck.
Fight the power. Don't get a job. Burn down an AutoZone.
Graffiti their house.
Yeah.
Holy shit, a super chat.
Lee Van Cleef. I want to hear if you guys know what the Trail of Tears is. There's a joke somewhere in there. Somewhere in the Trail of Tears?
Isn't that with the Indians, or was that the Mormons?
No, that was the Indians. Wait. Now you got me thinking. Was it the Mormons? It was the Indians, I think.
Yeah, because that one guy that they took the picture of with the tear running down his eye, that's what started it, right?
The one that looked at the, like, somebody threw a cup on the ground, and he's like, oh, litter, oh.
Wah.
Right. I think we know history pretty good.
We should do a history podcast.
We really should.
I'm looking to change up our show.
Why?
I don't know.
You always are.
I know. I'm tired of talking about the fucking racism and the virus.
So we didn't say anything about the virus. You just fucked it all up.
Well, now that we're talking about it, what do you think about the... The Trail of Tears was a series of forced relocations of approximately 60,000 Native Americans in the United States from their ancestral homelands in the southeastern United States to areas of the west of the Mississippi.
So they gave them land.
We should take that land back.
We gave it to you. Why don't you move back where you came from?
I hate to be an Indian giver, but... Yeah, I'm for that.
Forced relocations. I don't know enough about it to be for or against it. I mean, tears aren't good, I guess. They should have used Johnson & Johnson's, I guess.
Okay, so look for the Who's Right History podcast.
We're going to cover the Trail of Tears. This ought to be fun. Oh, my God.
Dear Flabby, what is the best way to read the Book of the Dead Song of the Year? Old Can't Be Good to You pronounce it is the same as the other channels.
What the fuck are you talking about? the Tibetan Book of the Dead?
I'm just reading the questions. Fine, I'll read it again. You can't right. comprehend shit.
Right.
What is the best way to read the Book of the Dead Song of the Year? Old Can't Be Good to You pronounce it is the same as the other channels.
In English. The best way to read it is in English. That's what I recommend.
Honestly, I can't be bothered to see the same thing as a joke, and it makes me feel uncomfortable. Love your show, men. Keep it up. Thanks. Just get the fuck out of this one. I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
Speak English, motherfucker.
So does he can't be seen to take it as a joke? Yep. Yes. Yes. The answer is yes.
Do you know what he's talking about?
No, I have no fucking clue. Okay. Right. Not a clue.
Dear Flabby, I eat a lot of corn and I never see it in my poo. Does this mean I have superpowers?
Yes, poor vision. You have the poor vision superpower.
Yes.
That was a good question.
Dear Flabby, every time I go to the doctor, he makes me fill out some papers, and it always asks me for sex. I always put yes, and I haven't got it yet from him. Is there something wrong with me?
Yep.
You're gay.
Yeah, you're gay.
You need to give your papers to the nurse.
Your walking papers. I got nothing.
Dear Flabby, I have a problem. How can you solve it? I have to know what the fucking problem is.
Check out the beat while... Doug resolves it or something.
Oh, fuck. This one's got big words.
Oh, boy.
Dear Flabby, I am a recent Septuagarian and have recently opened my third eye. Where it normally is located on the third eye chakra, mine is actually located in my sacral chakra, my anus. Since this discovery, I've been bouncing on my boy's dick nonstop. The more my eye opens, the more I come to terms with the universe. I think I may be the first person to reach transcendental anal sublimination. Anyway, what do you think of free bleeders?
What? I'm going to say good for you.
Didn't we talk about free bleeders?
Yes.
I have to assume we thought that was fucking gross, right?
Yeah. Oh, it is gross. Would you let a free bleeder sit on your couch or your face?
That's two distinctly different questions.
Totally different things. Sorry, I lumped those together. I get them mixed up sometimes. Yeah, I wouldn't let somebody that was bleeding out of their vagina sit on my couch.
Okay, but that doesn't answer the question. What do you think of free bleeders?
If I won't let you sit on my couch, then that's what I think. Like, I'm not going to let you sit on my couch. That should tell you something. Get the fuck away from me.
Okay, but what if you're at the mall and somebody's walking around with, like, that's your first thought? If you see a bunch of blood running down somebody's leg, is, hey, you're not allowed to sit on my couch.
Yeah. I just yell that anyways. I just walk down the mall yelling that.
It's not because you're black, because you're bleeding.
Oh, shit. So if you go out in public and there's blood between your legs, I would probably assume that you were a zombie and kill you. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, we'll leave it at that. That's a good answer. P.S. Downloading too much music illegally turns you gay.
Perfect. I agree.
Dear Flabby, need some dating advice. How do I get myself a girl who will hold and love me in the day, then brutally destroy my asshole and laugh at my caged cock at night? Fuck, figure it out. Tell me. I don't know.
Is that what you want? My cock is cage free, so I don't know.
Dear Flabby, my Asian friend was visiting a nearby city and asked if I could join her and show her the city. I, a guy, said of course. She suggested we get a hotel together, and I thought this was strange because we are just friends. I live nearby and she has a boyfriend. Again, I obliged. One night in the city, we started drinking, and after one drink, I started feeling woozy. I blacked out on the L back to the hotel. Hours later, I awoke to her crying and hugging me, telling me she's sorry while we are both naked. After I found out that she raped me, I cut off contact with her because cheating and rape is wrong. 8 months later, she gets married, and 10 months later, she has a kid. Could I be a daddy, and was I wrong to cut contact with her?
Cheating and rape is wrong. You know, those are two, like, not on the same level things, right?
Yeah, he shouldn't have cheated on his girlfriend.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So.
He's a very bad person.
So.
And he shouldn't have been dressed that way. He was asking for it.
I think that abortion is legal in the cases of rape, right? So.
That's interesting. Yeah. If she raped him, mm-hmm. He can't force an abortion on her.
Why? Abortion is legal. Abortion is legal in the case of rape. What do you mean?
How does a forced abortion, how does that work?
I don't know, but it sounds rough.
Dear Flabby. And then in parentheses, and Anthony. Now, wait a minute. I don't like the tone of this already. Once, when I was a young boy, I was using the bathroom in my house. In this house, we only had one bathroom. I guess I was taking too long on the toilet because after some time, my dad started knocking on the door angrily and yelling at me to hurry it up. He sounded extra angry this time, and I began to panic, trying to cut off whatever business I had falling out of me in that exact moment. I started wiping as quickly as I could, and at the same time, my dad had somehow found a way to force the door open. This startled me mid-wipe, which caused me to flail my arms upwards, and in the process, I accidentally smeared some crap all over the side of my right thigh. My dad, who was standing just a few feet to my right side, immediately stopped his ranting. I looked up at him, and my eyes locked directly onto his. He was so ashamed of my new painting that he very slowly, quietly closed the door and left. My question is, in this situation, what would you have done to prevent such an embarrassing situation from occurring? How should I go about forgetting this had ever happened? Neither me nor my dad have ever brought it up again, yet it haunts me to this very, very day. Easy question.
Immediately, you got shit all over your thigh. Immediately, when your dad walked in, you look him right in the eyes. Do it. Give him one of those right on your fucking face. Like nope. Fucking war paint. That's what I would do.
I'm going to treat this serious.
So am I.
So what I'm suggesting that this person does is the next time that he's having a conversation with his dad, mm-hmm. just start laughing like to yourself a little bit. And then dad says, what's up? What's so funny? I just popped into my head that time that you walked in on me and scared me and I smeared shit on my leg. Do you remember that? And he'll say, yeah, I was wondering what was happening. Then just tell him the story. And then it'll just be something that you guys laugh at and it'll no longer haunt you.
I would wait until he's on his deathbed.
That's what I did to my uncle. Remember that time you fucked me?
And then you both laughed about it.
Yeah, we laugh and laugh.
Awesome. Bing. Luke DeDuke, what do you guys think of foreign intervention? Example, during the Chinese warlord era, there was a Canadian Jewish guy who became Sun Yat-sen's fanboy that he went to China to become the bodyguard of his heir, Chiang Kai-shek. I don't understand the question.
I don't think these people know that we're fucking stupid. That's what I think.
All I could think the whole time was Mortal Kombat. I just keep thinking Mortal Kombat. What does this have to do with Mortal Kombat? What do I think of foreign intervention? I think it's great. I think it's the best thing ever. We need to bomb more countries. But then you said something about China and then you lost me. I don't know.
So if Johnny Cage and Melania.
Who's that guy? Baraka. He was my favorite.
Baraka fucking sucked.
He was awesome. He had the fucking blades for hands. Are you kidding me? It's awesome.
When did you quit playing Mortal Kombat? Like Mortal Kombat 2, Mortal Kombat 3?
Mortal Kombat 2 was the last one I played. And I played it in the actual arcade. Wait, that was the one that was out right around the same time as NBA Jams, right? Because they had an NBA Jams machine and a Mortal Kombat machine. And I think it was Mortal Kombat 2.
I hope that helped, Luke. Hey, so what do you guys think of foreign interventions? Mortal Kombat 2 is pretty much the...
Yep. I'm on fire! Remember that? You can't ask us questions like that.
Dear Flabby, why does my shit come out bloody? The only thing that's been up my ass was my girlfriend's dick. Can it be a sign of cancer?
Yes. Trans people apparently are able to give you cancer.
Is that true that when a trans person comes in your ass, it gives you cancer?
Yes. Rectal cancer, yes.
That's too bad.
Is it?
Dear Flabby, I hope you're having a great day. Thanks.
Thank you.
That was to me.
Oh, my bad.
I'm only Dear Flabby when it's nice.
When it's the nice things.
Sup. Can you make some poses so I can put them in an edit? I'm going to be off Instagram for a while because of people cyberbullying me and the fact that the world is a mess and I don't want to see it. I will send the edit to you via email. Also, my boyfriend broke up with... I don't know if this is... Also, my boyfriend broke up with me, so you guys can both get a divorce so I can lick your toes. Also, how do I deal with cyberbullying and the mob mentality that people have? I mean, I know how to, but I feel like I was supposed to ask for advice here, so you can just tell me what I'm already doing is good. From the half-homosexual that edits and is sad but has a bigger pee-pee than both of you combined, so like 2 centimeters because I'm female... And you both have half a centimeter because you have micro peepees. Sorry, that was mean. I promise I'm not high. All right.
Send us a picture of your mouth. That's going to be my new request from now on, I guess.
Can you? What kind of poses?
You got to move the mic away first.
Hold on.
Hold on a second.
All I know is Hulk Hogan poses.
Gay.
All right.
That last one was the worst.
Fuck you.
I don't know any either, so it's cool.
We're going to be in an edit.
I don't know what that means, but cool.
As far as the cyberbullying... So I have found myself being the victim of cyberbullying.
Really?
Yeah, the trans, remember?
No, that wasn't cyberbullying. That was you cyberbullying them.
I cyberbullied 1,000 people all at once?
Yes, yes. See, your words are violence. Their words are words.
So I can never remember what you said. So stunning and brave.
Right.
Oh, okay. Oh, fuck.
Bong. Ali Blazin's Barack Obama. Bing. 7 based. Hadouken!
Yes.
Bong. Philip Basin. Being Jewish, is it racist to take my own life? There's only one way to find out.
You have to donate your shoes to that museum.
Right. Bong. Dr. Sip. That's Tekken, stupid. Wait. I don't think it is.
I thought it was Street Fighter.
I never played Tekken.
I thought it was Street Fighter.
It was. It was Street Fighter, but I never played Tekken, so. I always get Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter mixed up. They're the same.
We know our fucking games. No, right. you got to take a different stance.
What's the stance? That I know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Perfect. Zelda's my favorite fighting game.
Hello, Doug and Andy.
Hi.
I was working on my farm putting compost made of chicken and cow crap on my plants. When I was shoveling, I found this cow patty and thought, is this where vegans and hippies get their cow patties, as they share a similar name at the store? That's the question.
Oh. Yes.
Hope that helped.
Cow hamburger.
Just
cow
move
patty.
On.
I got nothing.
Dear Fatso and Flabby, what do you think your carriers would be like as male exotic dancers?
My carriers?
Really strong. Duh.
Okay.
Well, what's a
carrier? I don't know.
Is that like a plastic box?
I sit in it and 6 people carry me to the stage and then just dump me over onto the stage.
Dear Flabby, what do you guys think of the show Big Mouth on Netflix? It's absolutely terrible. P.S. Anthony, please force Doug to watch every episode of the show. I want to see his comprehensive review of the series. If you do, I will donate to Patreon. It's actually already on our Patreon. We did a watch along for the entire series. Go sign up at patreon.com/who's right and spend a bunch of time looking for it.
Right. Have you ever watched the show?
I just said.
I mean,
we did a watch along.
Other than the watch along that we did.
No.
Cool.
This looks like a chapter 2 to that story. So we got to save that.
Oh, got a writer on our hands.
It's actually really good. I think we should publish this or something.
Okay. Can we say it's ours?
We just did.
All right, cool. Perfect. We wrote a story.
Dear Flabby, I want to bang Jesus Christ so bad I can't stand it anymore. Every time I go to church, I get a massive erection. I've seen literally every Rule 34 post there is of him online. My dreams are nothing but constant fucking sex with Jesus. I'm sick of waking up every morning with 6 nuts in my boxers and knowing that those are nuts that should have been busted inside of Jesus's tight man pussy. I want him to have my mutant human god babies. What is the best way to deal with these emotions?
You sit in the little box and you're, Father, forgive me for I have sinned. And then he tells you to do 10 Hail Mary passes and everything's good. Right? Isn't that what it is?
That was my first real life honest spit take.
Okay. That's what I always think. You can do whatever you want. Just tell the little guy in the box and everything's good.
Yeah, but he's never going to be able to fuck Jesus.
Yeah, you just every week you go in and tell the guy how you want to fuck Jesus in the box, and then he tells you, I don't fucking know, man. I don't know. Jesus, why? Jesus isn't even attractive.
Are you talking about white Jesus or black Jesus?
Black Jesus, duh. It's the only real Jesus.
Filthy hippie. Get a job.
Get a job.
Dear Flabby, I've just started dating a girl, but I've since found out she is 1/8 Italian. Should I end it now?
Can she cook?
But
if she can cook, then no. If she can't cook, then yes.
That's not.
Don't you like Italian food?
Not as much as I like Mexican food. But would you date a 1/8 Mexican?
If she can cook.
Well, you can just go to the fucking Mexican store and eat
Mexican or I can food. Sit home on my couch and she can cook me Mexican food or Italian. What the fuck does Mexicans have to do with it? She's Italian. He's not. He didn't say I have a choice between a Mexican and an Italian.
He does if he goes out and looks for a eighth Mexican.
All right. So I marry this chick that works at Taco Bell. Should I marry her or should I stay with her or not? What the fuck? God, come on. If she's Italian and she can cook, then you stay with her.
Dear Flabby, would you ever consider becoming a permanent member of the official podcast? I assume they're talking to you.
No.
I would. Absolutely.
Really?
Fuck yeah.
Why? Why? Oh, okay. Yeah, I would too. If they're going to pay me, I would.
Yes.
I was going to say, yeah, just for the money. Yeah, yeah. I'm in. Do it. Let's get this set up.
Dear Flabby, is there a better way to masturbate? Better than what?
Better than the only better way to masturbate is if you're not masturbating to masturbate. That's it.
The best way to masturbate is if somebody else does it to you.
Agreed. With their mouth.
As long as they have a normal person sized mouth.
Yeah. And send us a picture of your mouth.
Fuck. Holy shit, a super chat. We need new things.
Okay. Dr. Sip, my girlfriend is 100% Mexican. She cooks great. Can she send me over some food? That'd be awesome.
Fuck. You know how fucking fat you'd be if you lived with a Mexican?
God, that'd be so awesome. If I could pick just based on the food that they cook, I would have married an Asian chick a long time ago.
No, fuck that. Mexican. All day. Uh-uh.
Asian. Oh my God, I love Asian food.
Are you talking like
just plain white rice? I don't know how they do that.
No, you said you
I
like
can't do it myself.
You like Asian food. Asia is like a pretty good sized chunk of fucking property.
Yeah, but the stuff that you get at like the grocery store, you know, the real Asian food.
Are you talking about like Chinese or Japanese or
Chinese? I like Chinese better than Japanese. Yes.
Oh, you're fucking gay. You don't even know what good food is.
Okay. All right. Okay. There's a fat joke in there somewhere.
So your favorite food is Chinese food?
Yeah, I love Chinese food. Fucking the fried wontons and the fucking crab rangoons and the fucking where they mix the shrimp and the fucking broccoli and rice and you know all that shit. Oh, so good.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
You're talking about food and it's not even making my mouth water as poorly as you're describing it. The shrimp and the chicken and the rice.
I can't help it. They cook most of their shit without fucking cheese, and it's good. You can make anything delicious if you cover it with cheese, like the Mexicans do.
Yeah, but like you've never even had. So you don't like Japanese food?
No, I like Japanese food. I just like Chinese food better.
Have you ever had Chinese food that wasn't at a buffet?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Why is it that, so this isn't 100% fact, but like 72%. Why is it only Chinese foods are in buffet? Why not everything else?
I don't know. I don't know the
answer. Or predominantly Chinese food.
Yeah. I don't know the answer to that. Maybe it's, it lends itself to buffets better. I don't know. I really don't know the answer to that.
And yes, I know before I get fucking bad mouth, there's like Golden Corral and shit like that, but that's garbage.
It's the real buffet. I got six fucking plates of mashed potatoes.
I had a buddy of mine that when we'd go out to eat, when he'd go to the buffet, he would only eat shredded cheese.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because he said it was the most expensive thing, and he wanted to make sure he got his money worth.
What a douche. He had to get his money's worth. Can you shred me up some more cheese? Oh, shit.
Dear Flabby, the other day when you guys called Wendy's, that was the funniest part of my entire week. Seriously, I was dying of laughter. Do you guys have any plans to do more prank calls in the future?
We do now. I don't know. Who would we call? I'm so bad at it. I think that's what makes it funny.
That is what makes it funny.
I don't even know what to say. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to say?
The best part of you doing prank calls is that you treat it like you're just a regular customer. You're being civil. There's no joke. It's just a conversation with a stranger.
It's awesome. Because I don't want to be an asshole. I mean,
they're just trying to do their job.
They're just trying to do their job, man.
That's what we should do. Once a week, we should call somebody and just have a civil conversation. I was in your restaurant last week, and the service was not bad.
The service was great. Oh, that's a good idea.
Hi.
My favorite part of that whole thing was I talked for a while, and then at the end, you said something like, all right, thanks, we appreciate it, or something. Whatever the fuck you said. And the lady was probably like, wait, what? What the fuck just happened?
Oh, I almost read a spam message.
Damn.
Delete that. Dear Flabby, a friend of mine told me today that he's considering the possibility that he could be trans. What should I do? How do I fix this?
Tell him no.
Okay, so right there, your friend is full of shit.
Why?
Because somebody that truly thinks that they should have been a woman would not come to you and say, you know, I'm considering the possibility that I could be trans. That's you know definitively. Mm-hmm. If you're going to cut your wiener off, it's not you're considering the possibility. This person is just looking for attention.
I don't think that they're looking for attention. I think that just like everybody else, they're going through their fucking whatever you call that fucking. Or fucking hormone changes. What do you call that? Fuck puberty. They're going through puberty and all their fucking hormones are changing and they're confused. It's okay to be confused. You can be confused and not be trans. The problem is that every single trans activist is like, oh, you're confused? That means you're trans. So people just buy into it. So that's the first thing that people think because trans fucking identity is soaked into everything. It's bullshit.
Can I go on?
Go ahead.
All right. Hey, guys, I'm looking for the RSS feed for the Spit Roast show from Doug and Kaya. I can only find the link from some losers who review movies.
What?
Okay. Go to Google, type Spit Roast show.
Yeah.
It's right there. I have a podcast of my own and I had friends bother. Nope. I have a podcast of my own and I had my friend's brother on. He said very incriminating things on the episode he was on, so my friend deleted it without asking me. Should respect my friend's wishes of keeping it down or put that shit back up. Keep in mind, it is our most viewed episode. Yeah, if somebody comes on our show,
yeah,
and they say something they don't like,
yeah,
it stays up.
Yeah, if they say something that they don't like about themselves, yeah, but if they give out information about me, it's coming down. Or about
no,
you.
No, it never would have went up.
Yeah, exactly. But if I'm not going to take down an episode because you said something that you wish you wouldn't have. If you said something that I wish you wouldn't have, yeah, it's different.
Yeah, that's the beauty of controlling the RSS feed.
Right.
Hey, guys, my name is Lincoln. I really enjoy your podcast. You help me get through long days of work. Ha ha. But recently, I listened to the official podcast episode. I found you guys through them and was really touched by Doug's story. He wrote and was wondering if it would be cool if I put basic visuals and voiced it out and made it a video. It was a really touching story and it was really well written. If I can't, then no worries. Keep on doing awesome. Thanks. I think I sent him the story already.
What was the story?
You haven't listened to me on the official podcast?
Huh. I haven't listened to any podcasts. Once I go back to work next week, I will.
All right. Well, then you'll know what the story was.
All right. Was it touching?
Very much so.
Oh, God. Is it gay?
Yeah. Are you about done?
Oh, did I hurt your feelings?
No, man. We've been going for an hour and a half.
Oh, shit. Bye.
Bye. Hey, thank you to all the people that donated Super Chats. That was very touching and gay.
Yes. Send us a picture of your mouth. And bye.
Go to patreon.com/who'sright if you want to support the show. We need it.
What is it?
That was amazing. We need it.
What is it that people say?
I don't know, but that was great.
In order to keep the show coming to you.
From viewers like you.
Yeah. Like the show is supported from viewer listeners like you.
Yeah.
No, there's something where they try to put the onus on the people. And I want to do that. I want to make them feel guilty.
The show can't go on without contributions from viewers like you.
Yeah, we did the show for 2 years with no patrons.
Now we have to try to make people feel guilty.
But now we need patrons if this show has to go on.
Well, you think we could hold up this level of production value for free? Come on.
We posed for you. All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
Bye.
Bye.